Blog Talk Radio.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. With the Lord of glory, we learn the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet say? Seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy, seeing with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
She wanted for me.
Can't hear you, Pastor. Can't hear you.
Take it away.
Can't wait.
Mind muted.
In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fear all thy petition. Now know I that the Lord is anointed. You will hear him from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand.
Amen.
May the Lord have blessed in reading of his word.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I was on mute there. I know you didn't hear some of it. Amen, that she was saying. So thank God, Brother Ray, for letting me know that we weren't on this morning. So I was on mute. So appreciate you. Amen, amen. Thank God for this day, amen.
Amen.
You know, I know, you know, everybody say this is Mother's Day. And this is a day we going to give homage to the mothers. And so I'm just going to say, Happy Mother's Day to all of you that are mothers today. Amen. I'm going to say that today. Happy Mother's Day. And so I just praise God for all of you mothers, amen, who decided to not to abort your baby, but to give birth to your baby. So happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers today. Amen. And so this is what I want to talk about today. Hallelujah. I know this is a time for the word and all of you, you know, out there today, you know. I thought about it. I sent some texts out. I put it on Facebook the other day. And when I put some Facebook, I just said, Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And then somebody wrote back to me and said, well, I don't celebrate pagan holidays. And I said, well, thank you then. Amen. That you don't celebrate pagan holidays. And so this morning when I woke up, I asked myself, what's pagan about a mother that a woman celebrating herself to become a mother? What's pagan about that? Anybody can tell me what's pagan about a woman becoming a mother? What is pagan about that? I had to sit there and think about it a while, and I had to go back and run over my scriptures and try to find out what was pagan about a mother, about a woman becoming a mother, or celebrating it, amen? I said, what was pagan about that? And what's wicked about a woman celebrating her motherhood? I couldn't find nothing wicked about it myself. And so I just went down through the scriptures to try to see, could I find something to say that it was wicked? And for me, I didn't find it. And regardless of where it came from, I didn't find it, you know, that a woman celebrating her self becoming, woman becoming a mother. Praise God. And when I thought about it, I said, if that's pagan, then the day Jesus was born, they celebrated the day Jesus was born, then that would have to be pagan too, because they were celebrating the birth of somebody. Here's Mary, that was a woman, a woman who had became a mother, and they were celebrating her having a son, and there was a celebration for that. Did I try to say, well, where did the wickedness come in? Where did the wickedness come in for this? Not only that, they brought him gift after he was born, that they celebrate him being born, amen? They brought gift to him, and I said, well, what was wicked about that? It's a lot of things that we say that is wicked. I'm trying to find out, well, where is the wickedness in this, amen? Praise God. And that's what I want to talk about today, amen? But where's the wickedness? If it was pagan, you know, we called everything pagan. Everything is not pagan, you know. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Every day is not a pagan day just because something is being celebrated because it's not the way God had it all that. So let's go into word to something. Sister Paige, let's go to it. Praise God. Are y'all with me today? Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I'm going to say it with a loud voice. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. All of you ladies, women, those who were women who have become mothers, happy Mother's Day to you for becoming a mother, amen.
Amen.
Because, you see, you have to realize that's what you was created for, amen. Praise God. I, according to the Bible, in Timothy 2 and 15, and according to the Bible in 1 Timothy 2 and 15, it says a woman, she's going to be saved in her childbearing, amen. Through her childbearing, amen. This is why God created her. Being that a woman was created to bear children, a woman was created to be a mother, amen. The woman is the mother of all living, amen. I want to know what's pagan about a woman being the mother of all living, because everything that is on the earth today came through a woman, amen. And so I just want to appreciate a woman who gave birth to a child, because what, you're fulfilling the purpose that God created you to do in the first place, amen. You see, that's what you was created to be. You was created to bear children. You was created to be a mother. And because you was created to be a mother, when you're fulfilling the purpose of becoming a mother, why wouldn't you celebrate fulfilling the will of God? Is it the will of God for a woman to have a baby?
Amen.
Is it the will of God for a woman to become a mother? And if it's the will of God for a woman to fulfill the purpose of God, why shouldn't she celebrate having a child becoming a woman? Why shouldn't that day be celebrated? Why shouldn't you give homage for that day? Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Did you read that, Sister Payne? Okay. I just quoted it out. You can read
okay,
it for me. Read it on. Read it on. First Timothy. Go ahead. Read it. You haven't found it.
I mean, I got it. First Timothy. I knew who was going to see it.
First Timothy 2 and 15. But let's look in the scripture and see where it says here.
Not without saving, she said, be saved in childbearing. If thou continue in faith and charity and holiness with
sobriety. So the woman going to be saved in childbearing. Thank God for a mother, amen. You see, one thing about it, when we look at it, that God took the woman out of the man, and because the man needed some help in doing some things, so he took the woman out of the man, and he gave it to the man, you know, so that when a man and a woman would come together, there will be some children that would come forth, amen. And being that children would come forth, then the woman then will become a mother. And so Eve, we have to go there. Eve became a mother to all living. And I thank God that she was a mother of all living. So I thank God for him being here. So why shouldn't I give some honor to the one that brought me into the world today? Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, amen. They go in the Bible because I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see no pagan in this, amen. You know, sometimes people send you a letter, they give you something to preach on. Amen. And my daughter always say, don't say nothing to me because it'll be a sermon tomorrow. And so it's a sermon today. You put that on Facebook. So this is a sermon. Thank God for all of you out there who didn't abort your child. Amen. Amen. 6:1-3. Notice what it says here.
Obey your parents,
uh-huh.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
For this is right.
Yes.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Honor your father and your mother, which is what?
The first promise. Commandment with promise.
It's the first commandment with promise. So I want to honor, my mother is not here today, but I want to give honor to my mother today, amen. I when she was living, I gave honor to my mother. I thank God for my mother, amen. Even when my daddy wasn't around, my mother always was around. I just want to thank God for my mother, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I thank God that my mother didn't put me in a box somewhere and hid me out behind the house. I thank God that she didn't put me down the commode or something. I thank God that she didn't allow some doctors to go up there and pull me out, you know, and kill me while I was still in the womb. I thank God that my mother didn't see that it was hardship to have me, and she had me and brought me into this world. Yes, I want to thank God for my mother, amen, because she could have left me out. She could have aborted me. She could have got rid of me, but thank God for my mother. So I'm here to give honor to the mothers for a woman becoming a mother. Thank God for the mothers today, amen. You ought to give yourself a hand, praise, because you have fulfilled the will of God, because the will of God was for you to bear children and become mothers. And so, yes, I thank God for my mother, that my mother accomplished the goal that God had for her. So it said, honor your father and your mother, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, give some honor to them. Thank them, amen. Amen. Give them some homage, amen, because of who they are to you, amen. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your mother. And if this time is given to honor your mother, amen. Everybody honors their Mother's Day. Make sure you call your mother and tell your mother, thank you, mother, that I'm here. If she's not there, bow your head and say a prayer. Say, thank God for my mother today. Amen. The reason I'm here is because my mother decided that she would have me and she wasn't going to abort me. And so I thank God for my mother today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Ecclesiastes 3:1. You might not have to turn there, but I can quote it. To everything, there's a time for everything. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. Amen. There's a time for everything under the sun. Amen.
Amen.
And not go through all of them, but there's a time to love. There's a time to give birth. Amen. Praise God. There's a time to stop from giving birth. Amen. There's a time to celebrate. Amen. There's a time to give praise. Amen. There's a time to give accolades. There's a time for everything. It just said it was a time for something, but there's a time for everything. Even the devil has a time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, what's the devil time? He's got a day. He's got a day he's going to be judged and put into the lake of fire. He's got a day too. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. The devil, he's got a day of judgment, so he also has a time, amen. And so even in the time for a young woman to become a mother, there's a time for it, amen. There's a time for it. So we're given a little time to say, mothers, thank you today, mothers, because the God put you here, and you're fulfilling God's purpose for having a child, amen. This is why God gave woman to a man so that they could get together. He didn't give a woman to a woman, amen. You see, what was happening here, see, if you don't want to celebrate Mother's Day, amen, it means that, you know, you gave a woman to a woman, you don't have to worry about her becoming a mother. If you give a man to a man, you don't have to worry about no children, amen. Hallelujah. So God put a woman on the earth just for one of the purposes of having some children so that he can be multiplied, because if there was no woman having a children, there would be no multiplication upon the earth, amen. So thank God there's some women that's fulfilling their purpose in God is to bear children, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And there are so many today don't want to fulfill that purpose. There are some that want to have children and can't have children, amen. And then there are those that can have children and won't have children and don't want to fulfill their purpose that God put them here for. But thank God for those who fulfill the God purpose. And so I'm praising God for all of you who fulfill God's purpose, amen. There's nothing wrong with celebrating you fulfilling God's purpose. Hallelujah. Is that all right with everybody today? Amen. Fulfilling God's purpose, amen.
Amen.
So there's a time. Ephesians 3:1 said there's a time. There's a time for everything. Mm-hmm. And so we're giving this a little time to say, women that became mothers, you fulfilled the will of God, and God bless you. God be a blessing upon you for fulfilling the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I just want to thank God, amen, that the women are fulfilling that purpose. Now I think about it, I believe that what James said, every good gift and every perfect gift come from the Lord. And that's what it said. Every good gift and perfect gift come from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then children are an inheritance of God, amen, a blessing from God, amen. And so for a mother to have a child, amen, that is a blessing from God to have a child, amen. Come on, you just had a child today, you mothers. God bless all of you mothers. You that had a child, amen, the child that you had is a blessing from the Lord, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I can't see where it's a curse, amen, but it's a blessing. That God gave you a blessing that made you to become a mother. And you all just lift your hand to God and say, thank you, Jesus, that you made me a mother. I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm bringing forth because you told us to be fruitful and multiply, amen. And thank God I was able to multiply. Because women had a hard time. Back into the Old Testament, women, man, if a woman didn't fulfill her purpose, she had problems. My man, I said, well, let me go back to Genesis and see having a child, is that a pagan day? Is that a pagan day for a woman to have a child? Is it pagan, you know? So for a woman to celebrate her motherhood, amen? Is that pagan? Genesis chapter 4. Yeah, go on there, Sister Paige. Let's read it because somebody will say, I'm preaching false, but I want to put it out here. I like to have substance for what I say. And so you can argue with it yourself when you get through with it. You can go argue with the Bible, but I'm not going to argue with you over it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Genesis 4, verse 1 through 2, I guess. Yeah.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
I wonder why she was saying, well, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Was she celebrating something? Or was she being thankful for something, amen?
Yes.
Was she thanking God for her motherhood? That now, Lord, you put me here on the earth, Lord. And Lord, I'm thankful now for I have become a mother to a man child, amen?
Amen.
I wonder why she said, I wonder why they put this in here if she wasn't getting, saying, I've gotten a man. She was being thankful to the Lord for giving her the child, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's pagan about that. Read on, Sister Paige.
And she again bore his brother Abel.
And then she had another one, amen. And so she's had two kids now, amen. And she's thankful because what? She's fulfilling the purpose that God put her on the earth for in the beginning. You that are mothers, God didn't give you another woman to be with another woman. God didn't give a man to be with another man. God said, when I put man and a woman together, children is going to come forth, and they are the blessing from God. And because God said, be fruitful and multiply. And so when I'm fulfilling the purpose of God, why shouldn't I give a shout and thank God that I'm doing what he called me to do? And so I come today to say, ain't no pagan in being thankful that you come out of womanhood into motherhood. I can't find no pagan in that. Amen.
Amen.
And for whoever it was that wrote me the scripture, that Lord, that wrote me the note, I don't celebrate that because that's pagan. And I want to know, where is the pagan in this? Amen. First Samuel, amen. Let's go to the Bible. Praise God. We get tired of people saying things and don't know where it come from. And don't know where they affirm it and don't know where it came from, just saying it because somebody else said it. First Samuel. Hallelujah. First Samuel here, amen. We got Elkanah, amen, the family, First Samuel, chapter 1, amen. And this guy Elkanah had two wives, one named, verse 2 said Hannah and Peninnah. He had two wives, and that was a problem right there. That's why he was having a problem with the wives, because he had two of them. Amen. Praise God. And all of you that want two of them, you're going to have some problems if you want two, because you have enough problem with the one. I know you can't handle two. Amen. Mm. But there's some men, you know, we want to have two or four or five, and the one is enough. The one will make you pull your hair out. Amen. Go bald-headed and everything else. Amen. You say you don't agree with that. Praise God. Amen. But here's Hannah here. If you look in verse 6, Hannah, she hadn't had no children, but the other wife was bothering her because she had kids and Hannah didn't have none. You know, one wife looking down on the other, you know, we always become jealous because somebody else had something that we don't, amen. And being that Peninnah was having children and Hannah wasn't having any children, but Hannah wanted to have children because she knew that was what the woman's duty, what a part of the woman's duty was, to bear children. Amen. Amen. And every woman that got married to the man, they always wanted to give him a son. That was their heart desire. But did not God say he'd give you the desires of your heart? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you desire to have children and you haven't had none, I just want to tell you, you women out there that want to become mothers and you've been trying to have a child and you've been wanting to have a child, amen. I want to tell you, you need to pray to the God of heaven because he said if you ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears you and he'll hear you and he will grant you your petition that you ask of him. If you are a woman that wants to become a mother, but make sure you got a husband before you become a mother, because God don't want no bastard children.
Amen.
But nevertheless, amen. You need to ask God for it. Ask God for a child. So Hannah, it says in verse 6, what does it say in the first 6 verse?
Hannah asked there also for both her soul. For to make her threat, because the Lord had shut up her womb.
The Lord had shut her womb, amen, because it was really because of the husband, amen. He shut her womb because the husband loved Hannah more than he loved Peninnah. That is why it's kind of hard to love two people, man. It's kind of hard to love both of them the same. So if you can't love both of them the same, you better just stay with one, amen.
Amen.
You don't need to have two, because there's going to be, Jesus said you're either going to love one and hate the other one, amen? And so even if you're going to serve God, you got to love one and hate the other. You can't have no two gods.
Amen.
Huh? You're going to love one and hate the other one. And so here it was, Peniel here, amen. She's vexing Hannah because she's having children. I know he might love you, but I'm giving birth to his children. So he loved me more than he loved you because you haven't become a mother yet, amen. Huh? Now, wouldn't that provoke you? If you were a woman in this situation, wouldn't it provoke you that somebody else is having children and you want to have them? Well, wouldn't that provoke you? It provoked her to want to pray. It provoked her to say, if God can do that for her, he can do the same thing for me, amen. Let me seek God. Let me call out to God to see and ask God, Lord, why is it that I'm not having a child? Why can't I have a child? God, give me a child. She wanted to become a mother. She had everything else, He was giving her more than he gave the other woman. He was giving her more gifts, more money, more everything than the other woman. But yet that didn't satisfy her because That wasn't really what she was born for. That wasn't what she really was created for. You see, the woman was created to be a mother, amen. And having children, amen, just shouldn't be no hardship to you. You ought to be able to take your child willingly because that's what you were wired to do. That's what God has put it in you to do. You know how to be a nourisher, amen. You know how to take care of the child, amen. You know how to mother that child. And therefore, God gave you the child to do it, and it shouldn't be no hardship to you to have a child.
Amen.
Because you realize it's a child is a blessing from the Lord, amen. Praise God. And so she decided to do something about it. So she went to the temple, and she began to pray about it, amen.
Amen.
You know, when things aren't going right, we need to pray about it, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And when the devil, when the adversary is provoking you, amen, that's a good time to pray, amen. When things are not going right, you see, even God likes to have a day of darkness in your life because that darkness will provoke you to seek out the light.
Amen.
Yeah, darkness will provoke you to seek out the light. And so sometimes God has to allow the devil to provoke you just so you can turn to God, amen. Praise God. You see, that's what it's all about. God wants you to turn to him. And then we're supposed to be saying, let God's will be done. Well, God's will is for her to have a child. So she's praying according to the will of God. And so here it is, amen. She's there praying, amen. And then you got the fat preacher over there, amen. He's looking at her. He's over there looking at her. And he thinks she's drunk because he's blind and can't see. Amen. And thinks she's drunk. Oh, I'm not drunk. But she said, my heart is sorrowful, and I'm petitioning the Lord because I want a child. Amen. I want a child. And then finally he said, well, the Lord grant you the petition that you asked of her. Verse 17, the petition was granted. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when she went back home, he said, God's going to give her the petition. So she went home, and she didn't get with another woman. She went home and got with her man. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. She didn't go get with another woman to try to have children. Amen. But she went and got with a man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Because God didn't make her to be with another woman. God made her to be with a man. Amen. And that's what we got to realize. You mothers, God wants you to be a mother, honey, not two women bouncing up together there. God wants you to become a mother, wants you to give birth to children, amen?
Amen.
But the devil always comes in and throws something in to try to stop you from doing what God said do, amen? And so I'm just here today to wish all of you mothers, amen, thank God for you being a mother, fulfilling the will of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And verse 20, let's read. The Lord remembered her. Verse 20.
Wherefore it came to pass, when the child was come about after Hannah had conceived.
After Hannah had conceived, so she went and got with a man because she needed to get the seed from the man. Praise God. You know?
Then she bore a son.
She bore a son.
And
called his name Samuel.
Because I have asked him of the Lord.
She said, because I have asked him of the Lord. You see, what she had asked of the Lord, God had granted her petition, amen. And she was thanking God that God granted the petition, amen. When you are a woman, amen, and you're asking God for something, you need something from God, you ought to give God some praise and thanks that God grants your petition. You see, whatever you're petitioning God for, God will grant your petition, amen. God will make you, make the woman become a mother, amen. And then when God grants his petition, we ought to celebrate and thank God. You know, when you say you're giving God praise, that's celebrating, amen.
Amen.
When you're giving God some praise, you're celebrating, amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving some God some praise for my mother, amen. And you ought to be giving God some praise for your mother and the reason that you're here, amen. And even if you are a mother, amen, you ought to be giving God some praise because God allowed you to be a mother. God allowed you to fulfill, amen, the purpose that he put in you, amen. If you don't fulfill all of them, that's one purpose that you fulfilled in God. So you got a reason to praise God for being a mother. Amen. Because many wanted to be a mother and could become a mother, but you are one of the ones that did become a mother. And so why aren't you giving praise to God for being a mother and saying hallelujah? Thank God that God allowed me to have a son.
See, this ain't the day that you do it. This ain't the day that you just do that. You do that every day.
And so God can give you praise.
God satisfied for that.
God can give a praise for the motherhood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to give praise today or tomorrow, what difference does it make? Today or tomorrow? He gave God praise. Amen. Go to Romans chapter 14. Now, I haven't found where it says that it's pagan. Now, if you found that in the scripture, show it to me. If anybody, call me up on the phone when I get off, if you want to. I haven't seen it. This is truth. Romans chapter 14. Hallelujah. Let's see what it says here. Verse 5, Sister Paige. Oh, no. Start at verse 4. Go ahead.
Who art thou that judgest another man's servant?
So who are you that judges somebody else's servant? I mean, you know how we do. We judge other people's servants. You're God's servant, amen. Who am I to judge God's servant? Read on.
To him, own master, he standeth or falleth.
To God. God is my master, and God determines who I am and what I am, what I stand or fall. Read on.
Yeah, he shall be holding up. But God is able to make him stand.
God is able to make me stand. Amen. Read on.
One man exceeding one day above another.
See, one man exceeding one day above the other. You know, see, that's where we get right there, you know. One man exceeding one day above another. Amen. We're not esteeming one day above the other one, amen. This is a day we're going to give to if you want to be a mother. But if I do, or even if I don't. Let's see what the scriptures say about it, not what I say about it. What does the Bible say about it? Read.
Another esteeming every day alike.
One man esteemed every day the same. One man esteemed one above the other one. Amen. Read on.
That every man be fully persuaded with his own mind.
Let every person be persuaded in his own mind. And I am persuaded in my mind. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing wrong, hallelujah, with a woman. Amen. When she becomes a mother, to give God thanks that day, she became a mother. She give God thanks every day, but this is a particular thing that God has said, amen? See, when you got a particular thing, if you have asked God for something, you're giving God thanks for this particular thing that he did for you on that time, amen? You see, even when they came out of Egypt, God told them, you are to celebrate that day that you came out of Egypt. That is why we celebrate Passover right now.
That was the day they came out, amen. That was a memorial. The Bible said it was a memorial. The Passover was a memorial. And we're still doing it today. That was a time they came out of Egypt. And God wanted that to be a memory, a memorial, so they can remember that time when they came out. The time that God went, you know what, it ought to be a memorial. The day that God saved you, that ought to be a memorial in your life that you memorize. Amen. You can ask somebody, well, what day was it you were saved? I would say September the 3rd, 1981, amen. Was that the day? Yeah, I remember the day that God saved me. So why can't I keep that in memory to rememberize the day that God saved me? Just because one man esteemed it, what? Read on, Sister Paige.
He that regards the day regarded it unto the Lord.
He that regards the day, if you regard that day unto the Lord, that God bless you that day, you regard it that day. Read on.
And he that regarded not today.
If you don't want to regard today, then you don't regard today, that day. But leave me alone. Leave other folks alone. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. If somebody else wants to do it, you let them do it. They ain't celebrate no Easter eggs. They celebrate no trees. Yeah, that's something they did. Pagan. Yes. But I haven't seen where a woman becoming a mother is a pagan. What's pagan about it? I haven't seen it. Amen. Read on, Sister Paige. One man exceeds every day of life. If I don't regard that day, if you don't regard that day, that's you don't regard that day. But leave me alone.
To the Lord, he does not regard it.
To the Lord, I don't regard it. Go ahead.
He that eat it to the Lord.
If I won't eat this to the Lord, I'm going to eat it.
But he gave God thanks. And he that eat it not to the Lord, he eat it not.
And so whatever's going on that day, if I don't celebrate that day, I don't have to celebrate it. That day in a way, amen. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, but I ain't going to bother you if you do it. Don't you bother me if I don't do it, amen. Because if I don't see no wickedness, I don't see no pagan in it. Now, what does the Bible say? I can regard it or not regard it. Does the Bible say that? If I don't regard it, am I any worse?
No.
If I regard it, do regard it, am I any better?
No.
Huh? And so, you know, I'm talking about the things that we do sometimes. That thing we call something that is not, amen. I'm just talking about the scriptures here, amen. Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says about it, amen. Huh? And therefore, whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die, we still going to die unto the Lord. And whether we live or die, we are still the Lord. Amen. And so when I was giving that to say, you know, I don't celebrate pagan holiday. My God, amen. I'm trying to find out where the pagan at in it. Because you honor, because our mother is being honored, or she gives honor. Hallelujah. And so Hannah was thankful to God. She was thankful to who? She was giving God thanks that God had gave her a child and she had become a mother, amen. Well, what's pagan about that? That God has blessed you with something, amen. That what you have is a blessing from the Lord. God gave it, amen. And if God gave it, amen, to you as a blessing, why shouldn't you be thankful for it, amen? Psalms 127, verse 3. I'll be going somewhere else after a while. I mean, when they wrote that to me, it just stirred me up. Now, are we straight on that on the days now, about the days? What did it say? Are we straight on the days? Romans 14, that let you know that I can. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But I'm not going to judge you if you do. But don't you judge me if I don't. Is that what it says?
It's what it says.
All right. All right. We got some scriptures on. Ain't no need to argue about it no more. Hallelujah.
Let me see. I want verse 3. Amen. All right, verse 3.
Those children are the inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
Read on the next one.
And the error are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Every man that have his quiver full of them.
Full of them.
They should not be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
They shall speak with the enemy in the gate.
Children are the heritage of the Lord, amen. That means this is something God is doing, amen.
Amen.
God wanted to bring forth children, amen. God wanted Eve to become a mother, amen. That's what he begat her for, didn't he? That's part of her duty, to be a mother. Huh? And to be a mother, that's why you should always still want to be a woman. You're mother of all living things. You know, Jesus said, except a person come through the door, everything that come not through the door is the same as a thief and robber, amen. The door is the womb of a woman. So you realize anything that don't come into the earth through the womb is considered to be an alien. Thank God for the mothers, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for the mothers, amen.
That's right.
It was even going to be the seed of a woman that's going to bring forth a man child, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the seed of the woman, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God said, I'm going to use you, lady. I'm going to use you, woman. Hallelujah. To bring forth a child. The seed of a woman going to bring forth a child. I'm going to use this woman to bring this child into the world, amen. Thank God for God used a woman, because if he had used a man, amen, it would have messed everything up, because the man's seed was corrupted, amen. But thank God that God could take the word of God and put it into a woman and bring forth a child. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. Thank God for Mary. Amen. Who had kept herself, and she was a virgin. She kept herself. Amen. And then God was able to come to her and put a seed in her and give birth to the Son of God. Thank God for her. Amen.
Amen.
That he had somebody. Amen. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So a woman giving birth to a child, that means she becomes a mother. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to know now, because, you know, praise God. Now, I know Jeremiah, you know, Jeremiah and Job. They cursed the day they were born on. But the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, somewhere around the 15th verse, you know, Jeremiah, he said, cursed be the man that came and told my daddy that a man child was born. He was cursing the day they was born. But the man that came to told his father, his mother had given birth to him, he said, cursed be that day that man did that, amen. So the reason the man coming telling his father that his wife had given birth to a child is because he was being thankful. He was rejoicing because this man wife had had a child, and somebody came to give him the good news. If it had been bad news, I would have understood. But it was the good news that a child had been born, and this man had to rejoice because, well, a son came into the world.
Amen.
Where's the pagan in that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 20, and I think it's verse chapter 20. Maybe 21. Let me see here. Genesis 21. All of y'all online there, I thank God for Mother's Day, amen, that y'all didn't abort your child, didn't kill the child, didn't drink some type of poison back in the day they used to drink and kill the baby in the womb. Thank God that you didn't do that. Thank God that you was able to bear, you brought a child into the world. Because if it had not been for the Lord, amen, maybe you wouldn't be here, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 21. Let's look at something here. Now we talked about Sarah here, amen. If this is pagan, amen. God told Sarah she's going to have a child, didn't it, in her old age. And she thought it was kind of funny that God would tell her that. And here she's been a wife for all of these years, but even though she was a wife, she didn't have no children.
a wife, she didn't feel like she was a wife because she wasn't doing what she thought that, what she knew that a woman's supposed to do. That was to bear children, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She was going to be saved in her childbearing, amen. Hallelujah. Let's read on down. Let's read down there.
The Lord bid Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken.
And God told Sarah, you're going to bring a child. So the Lord did unto Sarah what? As he had said. Read on.
So Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age.
She bore Abraham a son in his old age. You think that ain't something? An old woman, you think that ain't something to celebrate motherhood? Here is you set about 90 years old and you're going to give birth to a child. Do you think that ain't something to celebrate? Huh?
Amen. Set time of which God has spoken to him.
At the set time. We said that's a time for everything, didn't it?
Yes.
So God had a set time for her to do this, amen. You have to recognize there's a set time. There's a set time. There's a time for everything, isn't it? But there's time for some things. Now, the scripture didn't say, everything. The scripture says there's a time for some things.
Everything.
Now, it says some things.
Everything.
All right, then, read on.
And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him when Sarah bore to him Isaac.
Abraham called him Isaac that Sarah gave to him, amen. Wasn't his first one, but it was Sarah's first one. She had been a wife, but she wasn't a mother, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. She had been a wife, but she hadn't been a mother. Sometimes you can be a wife but not be a mother, amen. Hallelujah. But not only did God call you to be a wife, but God called you to be a mother.
Amen.
And then if you're a woman that didn't have no child, amen, whether you have a child when you're 40 years old or 60 years old, or 90 years old, you're going to thank God and give God for praise for having that child at 90 years old. Is that right? Are you going to celebrate that, amen?
Amen.
Amen. The 60-year-old woman had a child. You think she didn't celebrate? She's been trying to have a child for 60 years, and all of a sudden now she have a child. You think that's not going to be some celebration and thanking God for what God's going to do it? Because this is just not no ordinary pregnancy either. Read on.
And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old,
uh-huh,
as God had commanded him.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham was at 100 years old.
Lord Jesus, I would have been celebrating too, amen. Praise 100 years old. I've been celebrating too, amen.
Yes, amen.
Right now, if I'm 75, I'd be celebrating if I was 75 and got one, amen. Praise God. Come on now. Notice what it says in verse 6 right there. Look at it right here. I'm going to show you something. Look at what the scripture says here. Read.
And Sarah said, God has made me laugh.
Oh, God has made me laugh. Oh, praise God. This is the day God made me laugh. What I'm saying, this is the day God made me laugh, amen, because I didn't think I could do it, but this is the day that God made me laugh, amen. This is the day God allowed me to praise him for what he had given me. This is the day that God made me laugh.
Amen.
He didn't do it yesterday. He did it today. And the reason I'm celebrating it today is because this is the day he made me laugh. I know I can do it every day, but I decided I'm going to do it today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to celebrate you today, Sister Paige. I thank you for my children. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If I don't say it no more, you might not hear it no more. But if I don't say it no more, I thank you today for my children. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God that you had a near-death experience just to give birth to a child and see a little child come through the womb. What a miracle that is to be able to see your child come through the canal, amen, and come out, amen, come out of a woman. And you almost, and Jesus always gives troubles in time as a woman giving birth to a child. He said hard times is going to come. When the trouble comes, it's going to be just like a woman who's trying to give birth. And although it's a day of sorrow, but not only that, it's also going to be a Praise God. It's going to be a day of rejoicing. Amen. Praise God. So when the child has been delivered, look at the praise. Look at the rejoicing you're going to get. Amen. After the pain, after the sorrow, after all the turmoil, after all the trouble. When you give birth to that baby, oh, there'll be some shouting in your mouth that God has allowed you to overcome that thing, that lack that you had in your life. Now your life is being fulfilled.
Don't
you rejoice?
Hallelujah.
So why can't I rejoice? Amen. Let's rejoice. Amen. All you mothers, you ought to rejoice today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That you brought life into this world. Amen. That God made you to bring life into this world. That's what he created you for. That was your purpose. Amen. That's why he took you out of the man so you can give birth to a child. And when you fulfill the will of God, why don't somebody praise God for fulfilling the will of God? Say hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sarah, what did Sarah do? She was laughing, amen. Oh, praise God. If I'm laughing, am I kind of celebrating when I laugh? She was celebrating because what? She had had a child. Oh, praise God.
She said so that all that here would laugh.
And not only did she laugh, she said everybody else that hear me laugh is going to start laughing with me. Come on. If that ain't a celebration, I don't know what it is.
Amen.
If I'm laughing and you laughing, we celebrate together. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All that hear me laugh is going to laugh with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
That's right.
That was a time. You see what I'm saying? There was a time that she was laughing and other people laughing with her, and that became a celebration, didn't it? Oh, hallelujah. Come on, I don't see no pagan in that, amen.
Amen.
Mm-mm. I don't see no pagan in that. I don't see no pagan in that. I don't see no pagan in that.
Amen.
What pagan do you see in that? She's laughing and somebody laughing with her. She's rejoicing and other people rejoicing with you. Amen.
Amen.
But where's the pagan in that? Is that the word of God or not?
Word.
Well, why could you? It's just like Jesus. You know how folks are? It's just like Jesus. He healed on the Sabbath day. You know, he healed the woman on the Sabbath. Nobody cared that the man got healed on the Sabbath day. Only thing they was concerned about that day. Ah, you could have came another day and got healed. Why you have to come on the Sabbath day? You know, days, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They caught up on what day you get healed on, you know what I mean. You're sick. You're sick on Saturday, but you're supposed to stay sick all Saturday and wait till Sunday to get healed. When you can get healed on Saturday, amen?
Amen.
Huh? And because you got a day so special that folks can't even get healed on that day. You got the day so special, folks can't even celebrate on that day. I hope this wasn't a Sabbath day that Sarah had that child. I hope it wasn't a Sabbath day that Sarah had Isaac. If it was a Sabbath day, she laughing, it would have been a sin for folks to laugh with her on that day. Hallelujah. You get what I'm trying to say about it? Huh? It would have been a sin, amen. Because she laughing and have her giving a rejoicing on the day that she had the baby, and maybe it was a Sabbath day, and I don't know, maybe she wasn't supposed to have the baby on the Sabbath day. You know, why couldn't she wait till Monday to have the baby? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she... If Isaac wanted to come on the Sabbath day, she had to hold him in there all the Sabbath, amen, and wait till Sunday before she give birth to Isaac, because, you know, she wasn't supposed to do it on that day. Huh? You see how we can be about that day? I don't see no pagan in that.
Hallelujah.
Go to the book of Luke, Sister Paige. What time is it? What time is it? Amen. Cause somebody sent me a letter. Amen. Sarah said, I want everybody, Sarah said, laugh with me. Come on, just laugh with me. Sarah said, laugh with me. I just had a baby today. You know, I didn't wait till Monday to have him. I had him today. I didn't wait till Monday to celebrate him. I celebrated him, what? Today, amen. Today, because everything, there's a time, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I got time for it, amen. But when I was looking at it, I thought about it after Mary had conceived. The angel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a child. She conceived. And about 6 months into it, as she went down to Elizabeth's house. Huh? And she went down to Elizabeth's house. And when she went to Elizabeth's house, she told Elizabeth that she was getting ready to, she was pregnant with a child. Amen. John the Baptist heard it. John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth. John the Baptist heard about Jesus, that Mary was pregnant with Jesus, that here is a virgin that had never done that, was with child, and getting ready to give birth to a child. The day John the Baptist heard that Mary was pregnant, John the Baptist started leaping in Elizabeth's womb. He started rejoicing and praising God because a child was getting ready to be born.
Amen.
John the Baptist starts celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. John the Baptist starts celebrating, amen. Hallelujah. Mary is ready to be a mother. And she's going to be the mother to the child that is born. And so then Mary gave birth to the Son of God, amen.
Amen.
And even today, we still celebrate the birth, the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder if it's taken to celebrate Jesus' birth. You think it's taken to celebrate Jesus' birth?
Mm-hmm.
You don't? Well, wait. He was born, wasn't it? It happened, though, right? And so therefore it happened, amen. We still look back. We still look back at it, don't we? Yeah. Now I know you say, well, nobody told you to celebrate it, amen. They didn't tell you not to. So according to the words in Romans, if I decide to do it, then I can do it, you know, whether I want to do it on the first or the second or the last day or whatever. If I decide to give a thanks to God for that day, I can give thanks to that day, right? And if I don't do it, then, you know, then I'm no better or no worse, amen? And I'm not judging you because you do it, and you shouldn't be judging me because I don't, amen? Is that what the word says? I'm trying to understand this thing here, amen? I'm trying to understand it. You know, if it's not right for that, then is it right to go? When somebody get married, should we celebrate weddings? Shouldn't we celebrate weddings? But the second chapter of St. John said Jesus went to a wedding party, didn't he? And they were celebrating, wasn't they?
Yes, he was.
I wonder, was that pagan too? I mean, Jesus went to a pagan holiday. He went to a wedding party. Amen. Celebrating with folks. Lord Jesus. Well, I guess they're going to make marriage today celebrating wedding. I guess that's going to be pagan too, ain't it? I wonder. And even when Jesus was born, did they celebrate? When Jesus was born, wasn't they glad? Wasn't they happy because a son was being born into the world? Amen. Wasn't they happy about it? Huh. I'm just trying to wonder about it. I don't know who was it wrote that thing back on me on Facebook, but praise God. I thank God for it. Amen. Because we're here to celebrate I'm going to celebrate my wife being a mother, amen, today. And if I decide to do it today, I'm no better or I'm not any worse, amen, if I do it today. And if you judge me, you make sure you judge yourself while you're doing it, because it's up to God what I stand or fall for that day, amen. I understand, you know, I understand Christmas and Christmas trees, that already been talked about. No, but that's pagan, amen, that's pagan. Yeah, I understand the bunny rabbits and chocolate eggs and colored eggs. Oh, that's pagan. We know they did that. That's pagan there. Amen. That's pagan, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But to say that a woman has become a mother, I don't know what's pagan about that. I don't know what's pagan about it, amen. If anybody else knows what's pagan about it, please write me a scripture and tell me what scripture you found it in to say that it's pagan. Then I'm gonna go back to the. I got my substance here in the Bible that said that what's her name? What was Abraham's wife's name? Sarah. That Sarah said she laughed and want people to laugh with her, so she celebrated, amen. Motherhood. That's what she was celebrating, motherhood, amen. She had became a mother. She had given birth to a child. That's what it was all about, amen. Huh?
Amen.
And now if Sarah did it, then we're supposed to be, you women are supposed to be the daughters of Sarah, according to the scriptures. Then, if your mama did it, it's all right for you to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I just want to thank God for this today. You got it. You've heard the word now. Amen. This is truth. This is not error. Ain't no error in this. I read it out the Bible that Sarah celebrated the birth of her child becoming a mother. Huh?
Amen.
Now, what you going to do with them scriptures? There's somebody, there's a mother on the line today. Maybe you lost your child, amen. Maybe you want a child, amen. And you need to do like Hannah did, pray and ask God for a child, amen. Amen. Maybe you lost yourself and you want to be saved. You need to come right now and put your name up on the line. Amen. And say, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. The Bible tells us to repent, every one of you. I know somebody talk about the other thing, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible said for the sinner. If you're a sinner, you know you ain't saved. It says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it says. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We should rise and be baptized in the name of Jesus, or calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And so if today you want to be born again, the Bible says you must be born again. St. John 3:3. St. John 3:5 said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Yes.
Must be, must be, must be. No other way, amen.
Yes.
To be saved, amen.
Amen.
And you must put your faith in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the faith we have. We talk about the faith we believe that Jesus died for us, amen.
Amen.
He said we must believe that, amen. That Jesus died, he rose again on the third day, and be saved. If that's you today, wave your hand or do something and say, I want to be saved today, amen. If there's no one want to be saved today, I just thank God for the day, amen. My message, what's wicked? What's wicked about it? What's wicked about it? Amen. God bless y'all. Father God, we thank you for the word of God. And Lord, may these words that come from your book, Lord, May it help us to understand and come into a good understanding, Lord, of the thing that you've done for us and you set aside for us, oh, Lord. And, Lord, I just want to thank you for the mothers today, Lord, that you created them, oh, Lord, to bring forth children, Lord. And I want to thank you for all the children that has been brought forth, Lord, because of your way and your will. Let your will be done, oh, Lord, and your kingdom come, Lord. And we give you praise, oh, Lord, that your will is being done in the earth. And I want to thank you for your will being done in Jesus' name. Just everybody just say amen, 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 amen. I thank God for all of you. I open the door now for testimonies, prayer report, anything that you have you want to give and to say unto the Lord. You want to thank God for your mother? Amen. We'll give you opportunity today to thank God that your mother didn't abort you, that she kept you. Amen. And so anybody got a testimony, prayer report?
Pastor Page, I'm going to say something because I got sick yesterday. I got to say a few words.
Go ahead, Doctor.
You left out a question. You should ask that whoever wrote you that letter, why did God create male and female? Ask that question.
Amen.
When God looked at Noah, he wanted everybody, he told Noah to put everything in there. One male and one female, right?
Amen.
That was the purpose, right?
Yeah.
I really believe a tree that bear fruit. I really believe that's a female. You know?
Amen.
A woman is the fruit of the earth. I mean, she. Look at us, man. A man can't get a baby by a man. A woman can get a baby by a woman.
So, amen.
Whoever that is, they're crazy. I'm gonna tell you something else. when you got to get a baby and kill him, now you may kill him here, but God got it. On Judgment Day, that baby gonna look at his mama. Mama, why did you do this? You know, but
man.
Go ahead. I feel good today about.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for your mama. She didn't abort you. Amen. She kept you
amen.
Around. She became that mother. You know, you might not think that's something to praise God for, but you look how many million of kids have been aborted.
Yeah. But God
kids
got
that kids that should have been here ain't here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the woman refused to be a mother.
Yeah.
She still was a mother, but she just refused
yeah.
it and got
mm-hmm.
rid of the kids. So I just thank God for everybody that's here now. Thank God that mother kept you here.
Amen.
Somebody else, amen.
I just want to thank God for being a mother.
Amen.
I want to thank He gave me four beautiful children.
Amen.
And I love my kids with all my heart. And I always wanted to have children.
Amen.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to get married and have children. So God blessed me with four beautiful children. And I thank you today that I am a mother to four beautiful children. And I give them praise on them. For all the things that He has done for me in my life and done for my children. You know, I can say a mother would die for her children.
Amen.
She would die for her children. She would fight for her children.
Amen.
She would miss with her children. You know, so it's something God gave us children so to protect them, to love them and care for them and to nourish them.
Amen.
And I just think my mom is going on now, but I thank God for her because she took care of us. You know, she brought forth us. She did not abort none of her children. And I thank God for that. And I just thank God for all the mothers. Oh, I have a lot of God children. So, you know, they call me mothers like my children do. And they respect me like my children do. So, you know, I have a lot of children. You know, so I just thank God, you know, for all the children the idea they call me mom, you know. And I just thank God that he's a good God. And I just love him, and I'll give him praise today. So,
amen, Sister Paige. Thank God she's doing all that God wanted her to be. God, she always wanted to be a mother. She realized that was for the reason God made her a mother. And I guess at first she thought she wasn't going to have no kids. For a long time, she thought she wasn't going to have none. But when God...
Line unmuted.
I thank God for the wife of my children. Amen. Because I know I couldn't have none on my own. Praise God, I couldn't have none. I wouldn't have wanted to go through the pain and whatever it takes to have them. I wouldn't have wanted to go through that. Amen. Anybody else today?
Amen.
Amen. If no one else, we're going to have our announcement today. Praise God. Don't forget about Brother Prevost tonight, 516-666-9967. What is that topic again? Pastor Prevost?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Paige. First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody, all the mothers out there. Praise God. All the mothers, the stepmothers, the single fathers, the sisters, the aunties, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers. Praise God. God bless every last one of y'all. Amen. Praise God. And the topic today, first of all, we got a new we're going to start off with an opening scripture. Now that opening scripture is going to be John 20:19. Praise God. So we can have a little homework before we get on the line. Amen. Go back, read John 20:19. Put yourself in the disciples' position and ask yourself, who are you afraid of? Read John 20:19. St. John. Not John 1 and 2. St. John, the Gospel of John. 20:19, ask yourself who you're afraid of. Now, the first topic we got coming up is, these are the viewer topics. I'm a married person. As a Christian, how do I work with someone who I think is sexy and that I'm attracted to? That's the first topic. How do I work with somebody I think is sexy and I'm attracted to? Okay, the second topic is, I heard my man, tell his friend on the phone that he touched my soul. What does that mean? Okay, we gonna answer that question. And then number three is Matthew 8:5-9 and Luke 7:2. The centurion soldier. We gonna just have a little Bible study about that. Some Bible study question and answer kind of thing. About the centurion soldier, and those are the two scriptures. In case y'all wanna, y'all know how y'all preachers try to be ahead of the game. So in case y'all wanna do what y'all do, hey man, we gonna be discussing Matthew 8:5-9 and Luke 7:2-8. That's about the centurion soldier. Praise God. So we'll see y'all at 5:00 Central Time. Like Bishop said, the number is 516-666-9967.
Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God. Amen for everything. Amen. We're going to announce the salt of the earth. Amen. I'm going to announce it. Amen. That she'll be on at 5:00 on this same number. Amen. And so y'all come on out and join. Amen. This
line muted.
And so thank God for Sister Alexandra. Amen. And then we'll have a Brother Ray Monday through Friday. Amen. 120-11069 at 8:30 our time. And 6:30 California time, 8:30. Y'all can join him Monday through Friday, 8:30. Amen. 120-11069 pound. And I'm on Monday through Friday, Holy Ghost prayer line at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can Get me at 319-2020#. We'll be on for most of the time. It's about a couple of hours, 10 to 12, but you can get off when you get ready. Y'all come and join us on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen. Some women, quite a few women on there, just a few men, but amen, we go on anyhow. Amen. So if you want to join us, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock California time, Holy Ghost prayer line, 319-2020#. So thank God. Every first Friday, we do have something for the men. We try to have something for the men every Friday. And so y'all men, if any men on the line, you join us. Amen. Is there any more announcement? Don't forget your tithes and offering. If you got some tithes and offering, you know, one time I had got said, you know, I listen to people sometime, and I stop even talking about tithes and offering. But tithes and offering is in the Word of God. I will no more keep silent on what the Word say. I can't help what people do with the money. I can't help what the crooks do. That ain't my problem. That's God's problem. That ain't mine. But tithes and offering is in the Bible. If you don't want to say tithes and offering, then first fruits is in the Bible.
Line unmuted.
Well, that New Testament, amen. And so you can give the first fruit of your increase to God. And so if you're going to send something, don't forget to send to carechurchinc@gmail.com. That's Cash App or PayPal. So send it in. And so if you need all the help we can get, it's all.
Line muted.
The money has gotten a little low in the last year and a half. So send your tithes and offering in if you're still on the line. Amen. So thank God. Anything you send will be a blessing to us. Cash App or PayPal. Amen. And so I appreciate all everything that you do. We're going to dismiss now. Amen. Thank God for all of you. Father God, we are thankful for the people. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us henceforth now and forevermore. As we dismiss from this line, but never from your presence, may glory, honor, and praise as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say,
we will all gather around the
Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, he got all he
needs. He would speak so softly and so kind, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard Mama say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all my children. Every one of them, yes. You gave each one of them to me.
Good mother, the thing that I'm so glad about is that I never waited for a special day to show her how much I loved her. Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, whatever the day was, every day was her day. Whatever she needed, if I could get it, I got it for my mom. I just want to say, love your mom now while you can. Show her how much you love her. Take her out sometime. Give her now. Oh, she gave me my star.
Gave me my star.
I'm gonna keep her in my heart.
Here in my heart.
No. Mama, show me the right way.
Show me the way.
Jesus.